This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show. Got some things to talk about. Just to touch on it briefly, Pittman's basketball lost 75-53 to Duke yesterday. Still struggling against ACC opponents. Also, we have news from Mike Tomlin coming yesterday during his press conference that Mason Rudolph is going to start against the Buffalo Bills. And he said something about an apple cart and, you know, riding the hot hand and, you know, all the terminology he used. And so now we got that to think about. Got that to get excited about, I guess, that Mason Rudolph will be the hot hand quarterback, the guy the Steelers are going to trust to play quarterback moving forward. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can call me. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe, presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe can shop like a pro. All right, yeah, give me a call. Give me your opinions. What do you think about Mason Rudolph starting? What do you think about the Steelers' chances against the Bills? If you want to talk about Pittman's basketball as well, you can. Or the Pittsburgh Penguins, anything. You know, I like to do this. Ease us into the Fan Morning Show pre-show because, you know, Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson, they bring the ruckus in the morning. My job's to kind of ease you into that. So give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X. And there's something I want to address this morning as well, just from a media standpoint, because I've been hearing this refrain a little bit this week, that there are people coming out from underneath and they're saying that Pittsburgh media is being, what's the word? They're being Tomlin haters. That's the term that I've been hearing. Tomlin haters. That members of the Pittsburgh media are hating on Tomlin for no good reason. That we should all be blindly excited about this trip to the playoffs because we're in the playoffs and that's great. And that, you know, Tomlin shouldn't be criticized. Tomlin shouldn't be hated on, so to speak, for the turnaround for the season, or we should just enjoy the moment that we're in. Let me just address that real quick, just as somebody who's kind of been around it. Now, I talk for a half hour every morning, or not even every morning, three mornings out of the week. I think that when we are assessing the Steelers, right, and we want to, at least at this radio station, we want to promote the idea of solid conversations to have, to just kind of have one voice, right? To have our expectations and our thoughts put out there. And that's why it's good that we have fans calling in as well, just expressing their opinions, because the more, and, you know, reaching out on X, everybody talking on socials as well, but just, you know, having your opinions out there and then mixed with our discussions, I think is important, and it's good. And it's good to be able to have those resources, to be able to have people to spark these conversations, because it helps hold the team accountable. It helps let the team know as well, hey, this is how fans feel, whether they, you know, however much they care or not. I know ownership should care, because if fans don't invest and money's not to be made, then, you know, there's a problem there. But that's what we're doing here, at least. And so I say that to say this. We have these conversations about Mike Tomlin because we expect more out of the Steelers just based on the history and the way they operate. The Steelers have not been, seem to be interested in a rebuild. I've had fans call this show and say that they don't want the Steelers to rebuild because that's not the Steelers' way. It's not the Steelers' way to lose more and rely on draft picks for success. So, knowing that and understanding that, there also then must be results. If you're not going to rebuild, if you're not going to resign a year or two to just not good football, to gain that talent, to gain those picks, and you're going to build a team that's designed to win, then you must win. Now, the only problem with Tomlin at this point is that there's been so much perpetual middle finishes and so many first-round playoff exits that now we've just reached a monotonous point. And if Tomlin doesn't win a playoff game again this season after starting hot, you know, struggling through that three-game stretch, and ultimately finishing with 10 wins and getting the seventh seed, if he doesn't win a playoff game, I don't care who the opponent is, it's going to be disappointing because we're doing this over and over again. Now, I also listened to Cook and Joe yesterday, and Joe brought up an excellent point, and I would feel the same way. Somebody was asking Cook and Joe, they were like, well, what are you going to do if he wins a playoff game? Then what? Well, here's what I'd do. Clap it up. Great season. You beat the Buffalo Bills in the first round with Mason Rudolph at quarterback and without TJ Watt. Really good job. I had a buddy of mine as well talking yesterday and saying to me, and this made me think a little bit too, he said, well, if the Steelers win, Mason Rudolph won. But if the Steelers lost, Mike Tomlin lost. So, in understanding some of my tendencies as well to place blame, right? Like, I'm not infallible. Sometimes my opinion goes awry. I like to think I'm pretty level-headed. And I'm sure many of you out there are as well. I will make an effort to scrutinize Mason Rudolph for his play and not just defend him blindly if he doesn't do well. I mean, Mason Rudolph really has become a fan favorite, and I did not think at the start of this season or like at all that we would be talking about Mason Rudolph being the hero and we'd be making excuses for Mason Rudolph's play. But we may, so I'll keep that under consideration because that's fair. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes Mike Tomlin gets the blame for the team game. That's fair. So I'll make an effort to praise Mike Tomlin. And again, I'm on 3 days a week in the morning doing this for a half hour. If they win the game on Sunday, then I will make an effort to praise Mike Tomlin for a great season. And I'll clap it up for him and we'll have fanfare and everything will be fine. Because at that point, it's a great season at that point. You win a game, you win a playoff game, you end that streak. You give the Steeler fans more hope because you have another round to work with. You set up an exciting game against the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers would play the Ravens if they won automatically. then yeah, congratulations on a great season. Even if they lost to the Ravens at that point, it's a great season. You did overcome adversity, and you won in the playoffs without T.J. Watt. I think that'd be a great, a great job. But if they lose, then we're just doing the same thing over and over again. So here's what I want you to do. Here's my underlying point. Enjoy the game. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy yourselves now. I'm not saying to not enjoy yourselves either. Enjoy yourselves as the Steelers go into the playoffs here. Enjoy the playoff atmosphere. Enjoy the optimism as well, because I don't know about you, but I can't remember the last time that the Steelers went into the playoffs with such high hopes. I actually can remember. I think it was 2017. 2017 into 2018 when they played the Jaguars. They got upset, but there was high hopes for that game at least. Like, there is genuine optimism for the Steelers playing the Bills this weekend. Like, they're not going to come in and get stomped by a team like the Chiefs. Like, it doesn't feel like that. I mean, I won't rule it out. You know, anything can happen. But no, I mean, it doesn't feel like they're going to lose this game or lose it drastically, even if it seems like it could be a competitive game. And that's really exciting, too. So enjoy it all. Enjoy the atmosphere. Enjoy the feels. Enjoy it all. But there is, in terms of some realistic expectations that we should have of Mike Tomlin, there is that reality, that perspective that I think we all still need to hold, which is if he doesn't win this playoff game, there is some reasonable scrutiny that should be directed his way. Because there is that possibility that somebody else could do the job better or at least build a different culture that does get them past this playoff buffer. But that's it. I mean, now, they could win on Sunday. And I don't mean that just from like, if they win. No, they could win. And should they win on Sunday against the Bills, then great. It's a great season. Immediately a great season. You beat the number two seed. You beat a Buffalo Bills team that has gotten hot down the stretch. Without T.J. Watt and with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, and now you get to go play the Ravens, who you've beaten the majority of games that you've played in for the last, like, 5 years. That, to me, is a good season. That, to me, means that Tomlin doesn't deserve heavy criticism, and we can clap about the season and then hopefully build on that moving forward. I think the Steelers have gotten better from last season. I mean, it took a quarterback change as the main point, but I think they're better this season than they were last. And I think Kenny Pickett, when he was playing, did enough to help the Steelers win. It is a bit unfortunate that Mason Rudolph, for his sake at least, that Mason Rudolph is playing as well as he is after Matt Canada got canned. And, you know, Kenny Pickett got hurt around that time, which, you know, it's not a great scenario for him. But still, I mean, he did enough to win early on. He showed flashes of good quarterback play. And then now Mason Rudolph comes in after Mitch Trubisky plays poorly during his time as the starter. And you saw Mason Rudolph put up consecutive 30-point games and win three games as a starter. So overall, I think that they've done better this season than they had last season. And I think that's good. Win the playoff game. That's my refrain here. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Sean. How you doing, Mr. Callis?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for this weekend. What's on your mind?
All right, so in Pittsburgh, the measuring stick isn't like what the national level thinks. We're not about winning seasons here, because that to us is nothing more than a participation trophy. We need division championships. We need conference championships. We want Super Bowl championships. That is how a coach is measured. That's how his team is measured. I don't know what the national media believes, but I'm sorry. They might not have teams that are, you know, accomplishing that sort of thing. And as a result, maybe they feel as though, oh, we should be lucky that we're having winning seasons. I'm sorry. I'm not a participation trophy guy.
Sean, I appreciate the call. Thank you. That's a good way to look at it, I'd say. Now, I like to say this, too. There is a threshold where this is impressive. Like, it's impressive that a coach could start his career with no losing seasons and have, like, what is it, 17 now. That is impressive at a certain level. But you do that so much, and yeah, then it feels like a participation trophy. Hey, congratulations on accomplishing this thing you've already established you could accomplish without going to the next level. And, I mean, ESPN, when they were broadcasting the game on TV, the Ravens game, the Steelers played in Week 18, I mean, that was something that they just brought up out of nowhere. It's like, oh, yeah, well, Mike Tomlin, by the way, has never had a losing season. This was a great turnaround. And it just feels like that point is, it's a lazy point. You just bring it up because. I mean, yeah, Mike Tomlin's a great coach because he's never had a losing season, and I feel like they do it because it's a controversial statement. I think it's lazy, and it bothers me. I mean, it bothers me because it feels lazy and it feels beaten. Beating a dead horse, to use an idiom. Like, over and over and over again do we hear Tomlin's never had a losing season. I just hate hearing that as a Pittsburgh fan. Maybe national people need to know that. And maybe other teams would be fortunate to have Mike Tomlin. And maybe, you know, what people are saying, it's like, yeah, other teams would be lucky to have Tomlin as their head coach, and other teams would snatch him up immediately. And that's fine. To me, that's fine. If they wanted to have him, that's fine. It just, I want change, and I think many of you here want change as well, and that's what this opportunity brings on Sunday, an opportunity to change another streak that's been going on, which is no playoff wins in, 9 seasons now. Enjoy the game. I can't express that enough. Enjoy the game on Sunday. But the expectation still has to be met. For me. I will make a concentrated effort to praise him should they win and give him some credit for the turnaround at that point. But they got to win the game. That's my opinion there. And I feel like it's becoming a lazy national narrative at this point that Mike Tomlin is great for not having losing seasons. That's it. I'm just tired of hearing that. I want more accolades. Give me another AFC championship. Give me another Super Bowl. Doesn't seem likely this season, but you know, that's what we're looking for. Like, add to the accolades. Add to more, you know, playoff wins when you make those appearances. And just say it as a blanket statement. Okay, he's never had a losing season. It doesn't mean much without a championship eventually, whether it's a conference championship or a Super Bowl. When you've established that you can win the minimum amount to not have a losing season over and over and over again, it just becomes stale after a while. And I think that's it. So I'm not one for just saying that media is being generally negative, because I think that there's still an expectation that should be met. And until it is, criticism is deserved. I don't call it hate. I think it's just fair criticism. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. When I come back, we'll talk more about the Steelers, their upcoming playoff game. Mason Rudolph getting announced as the starting quarterback for this game against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. And more of your phone calls, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X, if you so choose, at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. You're listening to 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. Go to sunchevy.com. It's going to be windy. If you haven't felt it out there, be careful. The winds are rather extreme. Expect a little frost this morning and then just high winds throughout the day. High of 43, low of 33. Then tomorrow, high of 39, low of 30. Mostly overcast skies expected and then rain expected on Friday. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 412-928-9370 is the phone number, and I got a caller on hold right now who wants to talk, so I'll let this caller talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. This is John Henry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Hey, you know, I listen to your show all the time. I've listened to every version of KKA for the last 40 years.
Awesome.
And This is the first time I've listened to you. You're awesome.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
Where have you been?
You know, I was too young once upon a time, and then I got older, and I got a job here. So there you go. Did you have a sports opinion, though, John Henry?
Okay, sports opinion. Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
I think we have I went to Pitt, and I was always a Pickett fan. But I think we have a major quarterback controversy on our hands right now.
You are correct.
Yeah. But I think, in my opinion, we got to take Mason as long as he can take us.
You think we should try to offer him a big contract next season?
God, that's a good question. Because, you know what? In my opinion, somebody else is going to.
Yeah.
So we might as well.
John Henry, thank you for the call. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the kind words. It's very kind, what you're saying. And yeah, I mean, it is a question that is circulating right now in Pittsburgh sports, what to do with Mason Rudolph, because if he plays well in the playoffs, somebody's going to overpay for him. And I don't think the Steelers are going to be willing to pay for him, especially when they could draft another guy, or I'm sure they want to invest in Kenny as well moving forward. So that's really it. I mean, there isn't a right answer either. I mean, there are so many hypotheticals that can come from this offseason. You want to keep Mason Rudolph, but you don't want to overpay for him. And you want to believe that Kenny Pickett can turn it around in some aspect and become the starter again and make that first-round pick worthwhile. I'm not saying that that's going to happen or it should happen either, because Mason Rudolph's playing well and Pickett has not demonstrated that he could play well enough to securely win games. But, you know, it's a tough question all around. And I think that there's no right answer right now, and there's no way to see the future, and maybe the Steelers won't make the right decision through the offseason, or maybe they won't be able to make a decision at all because Rudolph will sign somewhere else. It's all very touchy. It's a very touchy subject, and it is a hot subject in Pittsburgh. So, hey, thanks for the call, John Henry. Thanks for the call, Sean, from earlier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.